This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Russia's leader has signed off on Ukraine annexations. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
President Vladimir Putin has signed laws absorbing four Ukrainian regions into Russia, a move that finalizes the annexation carried out in defiance of international law. Earlier this week, both houses of the Russian parliament ratified treaties making the Donetsk, Luhansk, Kherson and Zaporizhia regions part of Russia. The formalities followed Kremlin-orchestrated referendums in the four regions that Ukraine and the West have rejected as a sham. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Responding to the move, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky formally ruled out talks with Russia, declaring that negotiations with Russian President Vladimir Putin are impossible after his decision to take over the regions. South Korea says one of its missiles malfunctioned and fell during a drill. AP correspondent Norman Hall has more.
A South Korean ballistic missile malfunctioned and fell on land during a live fire drill with the United States. The sound of the blast and subsequent fire triggered panic among residents in the coastal city. They feared an attack from increasingly hostile North Korea. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said no one was hurt in the accident. The military acknowledged the accident hours after internet users posted videos showing an orange ball of flames emerging from an area they described as near an Air Force base. I'm Norman Hall.
A blast hit a mosque in Afghanistan's capital in the vicinity of the heavily fortified Interior Ministry compound Wednesday, the ministry spokesperson said. Officials did not immediately give any numbers on deaths or comment on the nature of the blast. The Interior Ministry compound is in a secure area next to Kabul International Airport. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden heads to the U.S. state of Florida today, pledging to put politics aside in the response to Hurricane Ian's devastation. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
After an aerial tour of damage around Fort Myers, the president will meet with business owners, residents, and leaders, including two of his most prominent GOP critics. Spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says now is not the time to discuss political differences between the president, Governor Ron DeSantis, and Senator Rick Scott.
We are working as one.
The bipartisan unity message comes with the midterm elections a month away. The president had planned to be in Florida before the storm, partly to rail against what he calls Scott's efforts to hurt Social Security and Medicaid. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Florida officials say they're making progress restoring power following Hurricane Ian as search and rescue efforts continue with at least 75 confirmed dead. The AP's Julie Walker begins with a rescue story.
Johnny Lauder had to rescue his 86-year-old wheelchair-bound mother stuck in her flooded Naples home.
Terror and relief at the same time.
Lee County Sheriff Carmine Marcino says the destruction immense. First responders going door-to-door checking for people.
We can rebuild a home. We can get another boat. But when you lose a loved one, there's just no words that can describe how we feel for that family.
Animals also being rescued, including 275 parrots from a Pine Island sanctuary. Owner Will Paratino says if you're an animal lover, you don't think about yourself first.
Just protecting the animals.
And they all rode out the hurricane together.
Well, they're a family.
I'm Julie Walker.
A Japanese health ministry panel on Wednesday recommended approving Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine for children as young as 6 months old. Japan in January expanded use of the vaccine to those as young as 5 years old. Last month, health authorities started to dispense Pfizer and Moderna booster shots that target the Omicron variant of the virus. Haiti, the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere, is in the grips of an inflationary vice that is squeezing its citizens and exacerbating protests that have brought society to the breaking point. Violence is raging and making parents afraid to send their children to school. Fuel and clean water are scarce, and hospitals, banks, and grocery stores are struggling to remain open. Daily life in Haiti began to spin out of control last month, just hours after the prime minister said fuel subsidies would be eliminated. And recapping our top story, Russia's leader has signed off on Ukraine annexations of four Ukrainian regions. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.